If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
Hey, everyone. Just wanted to remind you before we start, our new spinoff show, The Lead Starting Five, is available now, and it lives in its own podcast feed. It's our daily rundown of five big sports stories in 10 minutes. The show is fast-paced, fun, and a great way to keep up with the latest sports news Monday through Friday, again, in just 10 minutes. Go check it out. If you like it, subscribe and rate and review it as well. It's The Lead Starting Five, available everywhere that you listen to your podcasts. Okay, here's today's episode.
With the 34th pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the Green Bay Packers select Christian Watson, wide receiver, North Dakota State.
Listen to the Packer fans. The cheeseheads are excited. He's 6'4". He runs a 4.36. He's from Tampa.
From the minute the Packers drafted him back in April, Christian Watson has had to answer questions about becoming the new face of the Green Bay wide receivers room and stepping into the huge void created by the trade of superstar Davante Adams. And the rookie actually sounds unfazed.
I definitely wouldn't say it's intimidating. I mean, I'd say it's more so a personal challenge for me. I'm gonna have to earn the spot that I wanted, day in and day out.
Today, The Athletic's Matt Schneidman tells the story of Watson's amazing ascent from an undersized, kind of awkward teenager who got zero FBS offers coming out of high school to now potentially becoming the top target for Aaron Rodgers on a team that plans to win right now. From Wondery, I'm Tiffany Oshinsky. It's Friday, June 3rd, and this is The Lead. Matt Schneidman, welcome back to The Lead. It's great to have you back.
How are you guys doing? It's great to be back.
Oh, things are going great. I mean, I feel like for you, after all of last year's offseason drama with Aaron Rodgers, hosting Jeopardy and nonstop questions about his future with the team, I feel like this offseason, by comparison, has been sort of quiet on that front. So have you been enjoying your relatively calm offseasons, or did I just jinx it?
No, I mean, hopefully you didn't jinx it. I have been enjoying it. Look, after the last two offseasons, two seasons ago, it was, they drafted Jordan Love. Aaron Rodgers was pissed. Last offseason, was he going to play? Today, when we're recording this, I'm getting ready to watch Aaron Rodgers play golf for fun against, Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen with Tom Brady. Aaron Rodgers will be in Green Bay for mini camp next Tuesday. So no drama for now, but as is always the case with him, never be too sure that something's not going to come up.
I guess, ending a relationship allows you to go play golf, relax. I don't know.
I don't know if that relationship's over.
Oh.
I don't know if I believe TMZ.
Well, this is turning into the Matt Schneidman gossip hour, I see. No, just kidding.
I know nothing.
All right. Well, the Packers have been holding OTAs, organized team activities, this week. Aaron Rodgers isn't there. As we know, he is currently golfing. And more on Aaron Rodgers to come, but let's turn our attention to the guy we're focusing on today, and that is Christian Watson. What kind of impression has the rookie wide receiver made early on?
Yeah, so he's a physical specimen. 6'4", 207, 208, I believe. Dominated the NFL Combine, ran a 4.36 40-yard dash, led all wide receivers in the broad jump, and for his size, it's really tremendous because there are smaller receivers who can run quicker, but the way he's built, he's really a physical specimen.
Yeah, I mean, freak show, Mike. I think this is the guy that, we look at those second rounders, right? This would be the guy that I would put the star next to go, watch out. This could be DK Metcalf or AJ Brown or...
But I go back to something that I included in my story that Trey Lance said, the 49ers quarterback, who is Christian Watson's quarterback at North Dakota State. He said, yeah, the headline with Christian is the combine numbers, but he's also a lot more than that. And we're seeing here at OTAs, it's tough to take too much away because they're not really playing defense against these guys. They can't hit them. He's not catching passes from Aaron Rodgers, but Packers like what they see so far. And Adam Stenovich, the offensive coordinator, told us a couple weeks ago, you know, if this kid figures it out, he's going to be a problem.
You recently talked to Watson's family and some of his former coaches to find out more about this guy's background and why he could be up to the tall task of becoming Aaron Rodgers' top target. So your story starts way back in time. So tell us about Christian Watson and dirt bikes at the age of 4.
Yeah, so his mom's father rode dirt bikes professionally. So Christian first got on a dirt bike when he was 4 years old. He was driving them at 40 miles an hour. And what his mom told me was, who's able to be that coordinated to drive a dirt bike at 40 miles an hour when you're 4 years old? Well, he was.
Most kids aren't doing that. Most kids aren't that coordinated. You don't put a motor vehicle that can go 40 miles an hour in the hands of a 4-year-old unless they're capable.
His mom nicknamed him Spider-Man because he'd hang all over stuff in the house. He was hurdling kids at 8 years old. He was doing backflips at 8 years old. His brother, Trey, who I also spoke with, who is an All-American linebacker at Maryland, said,
you know, we kind of joke around and say it, but he really did walk out of the womb with, you know, 1% body fat and running a faster 40 than me.
There are a lot of good stories about the athleticism he showcased from a young age.
It also sounds like the competitive fire has been there since a very early age for Watson, so much so that it affected where he slept. So can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Trey told me that, you know, Christian would sleep in his room, even when Christian had his own room, so they could wake up and wrestle and fight and do all this stuff and play video games.
He slept in my bed and we woke up and fought and wrestled and played video games, and I beat him 100 times until he finally figured out a way to beat me. And that's just the way he's always done everything because of the competitor he is.
I asked pretty much everyone I talked to, you know, what's the most freakishly athletic thing you've seen Christian do? And one of the things Trey told me was they were playing in a Thanksgiving Day game. I don't know if it was just a pickup game or an organized game or whatnot, but I believe Trey was in eighth grade and Christian was in fifth grade, and someone else was on pace for a 90-yard touchdown, kind of breaking away, and Christian, playing cornerback with a bunch of kids who were older than him, chased him down from, I think it was 20 yards behind him, ran past his brother on the way, caught up to him, and that's kind of when everyone was like, okay, this little kid can play.
Well, you also wrote about how Watson got a pretty serious football education from his dad. So what's the story there?
Yeah, so his dad, who at the time, he has since changed his name, but at the time was Tim Watson, was a 1993 sixth-round pick of the Green Bay Packers. Didn't spend much time with the team, but his dad would, you know, have Christian right beside him when he was running his hundreds and 200s and really teach him about football and how to play it the right way and really condition him so that he was physically ready to dominate. And, you know, now that he's in the NFL, his dad obviously is really pumped. And something his mom told me, and this is not to say, you know, Christian wanted to be distant from his family, but Christian wore the number 33 when he was younger because that was the number that his dad and his brother wore. And his mom told me that at one point he stopped wearing 33 because he was like, you know, I want to create my own identity. I want to show that I can do this on my own. Yes, he comes from a football family, but Christian Watson has wanted to prove and has since proven that he can kind of be his own guy and make his own path for himself.
So we got dirt bikes, competing with his older brother, running sprints with his NFL father, and that leads us to high school. Watson ended up playing at the Tampa powerhouse Plant High School, but he doesn't make the varsity team until he's a junior. So can you tell us a little bit more about Watson at that time?
Yeah, so essentially, going to Plant High School in Tampa, there are so many guys who want to play varsity football, the numbers are overloaded.
It wasn't that he couldn't play on varsity because he was a freshman or a sophomore. It's that you don't. There are too many kids.
And his mom said there were about 125 kids on varsity, a little less on JV. So he didn't really get a chance to prove himself those first couple of years. Robert Wiener, who is now the quarterback's coach at University of Toledo, who was his head coach at the Tampa high school he went to at Plant, said he was a really small kid.
He was kind of a ginky little kid, like a 15-year-old can be.
He was 5'9", 155 his junior year.
Of course, is that when he was a junior, he was not a recruitable player. Like, he didn't play for us and was a really small kid, and I mean that word.
And then going into his senior year, he had a big growth spurt, 6'1", 180 by his senior year, and really broke out. But still, these Power 5 coaches didn't want him. They hadn't seen enough and kind of bypassed Watson when Wiener was selling him to them. One of the funny quotes he gave me was when he was going through his players, he could tell all these coaches were writing notes down on some of the other players. But when he got to Christian, he thinks they were just like, okay, yeah, just like going through the motions, not really writing anything down, just making believe like he was.
And I think when I got to Christian, they were actually fake writing on the paper.
No FBS offers, had to quote unquote settle for North Dakota State.
Well, he ended up at North Dakota State for college, as you said, and it seems like it took him a couple years to really make an impact there. So how did things go early on in college, and what kind of impact did he eventually make there?
Yeah, North Dakota State is a really good program. They win the FCS National Championship almost every year. Kind of started off a little slow, and the knock on him, as I said, is his 12 drops over the last 2 years. But when you look at how many passes he caught, compared to how many, you know, catchable passes he had, it's actually pretty good. So I don't think his hands are that big of a worry. Everyone I asked from North Dakota State, from Trey Lance to Noah Pauley, who was his wide receivers coach for the last 3 years, to a couple of the teammates from North Dakota State I talked to Matt Entz, who's the head coach there, they almost all had a different story about the craziest thing they've seen Christian Watson do. It could be laying three separate blocks to spring a 75-yard touchdown run. It could be taking a 75-yard handoff around the edge for a touchdown.
The toss of the jet sweep to Christian Watson. Look out! There he goes! Touchdown! 65 yards for the fourth.
You know, Phoenix Sproles, who's a wide receiver at North Dakota State right now, I believe cousin of the former NFL running back Darren Sproles, said after they would do grueling leg day workouts, Christian would challenge guys to sprints and still beat them. Or after they would finish sprints, Christian would challenge them to more sprints. Like, this guy was just a freak.
Patterson for Watson! He's got it! See you later for the Tampa Tornado! Touchdown! 85 yards!
He didn't have eye-popping numbers at North Dakota State because they're traditionally a run-heavy team, but Christian Watson touched the ball 180 times in his college career. 57 of those touches went for at least 20 yards.
Johnson, and now he's going to air it out down the field looking for Watson, and Watson hauls it in at the 30, and Christian Watson will trot into the end zone.
That's an explosive player, and I go back to what Packers head coach Matt LaFleur told us at the NFL owners' meetings in March. He said, we need a guy that can take the top off the defense in our receivers room. We need some speed in that room. After they lost Devontae Adams, after they lost Marquez Valdes-Scantling in free agency, Christian Watson fits that bill. So it sounds like the Packers really targeted him because of that skill set. They traded up 19 spots to get him, so clearly they wanted him a lot.
That takes us to draft night in late April. The Packers surprised some people by taking defensive players with both of their first-round picks when the whole league knew they needed a receiver.
With the 28th pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the Green Bay Packers select Devontae Wyatt, defensive tackle, Georgia.
Okay, and so they did not take the receiver. Here's what they did do.
But then they traded up to take Watson with the second pick of round two. So given that the Packers had already traded away superstar Devontae Adams, how massive are the expectations that come with being the receiver that the Packers took to essentially replace him in Green Bay?
Fair or not, there are big expectations, and they've kind of cushioned them because they have Randall Cobb, who's been around forever. They have Alan Lazard, who's proven in the system, not a number one, but a solid role player. They signed Sammy Watkins. I still think there's a chance they sign Julio Jones later this summer, but the Packers have kind of not given Watson an excuse, but surrounded him with a group of veteran receivers that if Watson doesn't pick up the playbook as quickly or if he experiences those understandable rookie bumps, they have other guys who've been there, done that, who have rapport with Aaron Rodgers, who can step in. But I will say, the Packers have found receivers Devontae Adams, Greg Jennings, Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, all in the second round. They haven't drafted a receiver in the first round since 2002. And I know it's silly because Watson was the 34th overall pick. I mean, it would be a different discourse if he was taken two picks earlier. And whether it's fair or not, drafting a guy like Christian Watson that high, especially given the guys they lost at the position this offseason, places a tremendous amount of pressure on him. Maybe not right away, but sometime early in his career, he's got to show that he can be the next guy for this team, a team that has found a lot of good receivers in the draft.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/youknowbusiness.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
So, Matt, as we mentioned, Aaron Rodgers has not been at OTAs for the Packers, and these OTAs are voluntary, so it's not a huge shock. But is there concern about Watson having enough time to build up a rapport with his new quarterback?
I don't think so. Tom Clements, who's the Packers quarterbacks coach, told us the other week, Aaron doesn't need reps this time of year. You know, this is the time for the rookies to learn the playbook, learn how to manage themselves in an NFL setting, and they'll have plenty of time during mandatory minicamp and training camp to mesh with Aaron Rodgers. So for all the Twitter GMs and anyone out there who's saying, oh, well, this quarterback's here during OTAs and this quarterback's here during OTAs, Aaron should be here to start developing that rapport with his rookie receivers. Who are we to say that? Sure, you could say it would help to get a couple reps, but in the long run, it probably won't. He'll have plenty of time during training camp where they'll be practicing together pretty much every day. So right now, give these guys the space to learn the playbook. And then when they get with Aaron Rodgers, they already have an understanding of it. And then they can really kind of get the crash course in what it is to be a receiver for him. So I don't think it matters that much.
So the Packers are obviously in win now mode. Does he have what it takes to be what the Packers seemingly need him to be, which is an immediate impact player as a rookie?
I think so. You know, getting accustomed to the NFL is always a different game than college, but something the guys I talked to from North Dakota State said was he wasn't a guy who needed to see or hear something, you know, three times or five times before it showed up on the field. He could hear something once and do it right away. And in the meeting rooms, one of his teammates, fellow wide receivers, told me he'd know what the defense was doing all the time. He'd know what the offensive linemen were supposed to do. He'd know what the running backs were supposed to do. He'd be calling out what defenses were supposed to do before they even saw it on film. He's a very cerebral, intelligent guy.
Just as freaky as Christian is athletically, cognitively, he's the same way. If he wasn't a football player, he was going to be an engineering major.
But getting up to speed in an Aaron Rodgers, Matt LaFleur offense is a whole nother level. So it's going to be interesting to see how much is asked of Christian Watson. Aaron Rodgers can look at you a certain way on the line of scrimmage, and it means to make a certain route adjustment. You really have to put in the hours with him to understand not only what he wants, but to mesh with him. And how many snaps you get as a rookie is probably directly correlated to how much Aaron Rodgers trusts you. So I hate to use the cop-out, but I think it's a we'll wait and see. Aaron Rodgers texted Christian Watson right after the draft and said, when I get there, you better be ready to work. And it's cliche, but it's going to be a crash course here these next couple months, because I'm looking at the watch I don't have. The Packers' first game, I believe, is September 11th against the Vikings. Christian Watson should be playing a lot of snaps that game. That's not too far away. It's less than 100 days. It's not a lot of time to learn the ins and outs of Green Bay Packers playbook.
And finally, Matt, let's go back to where this whole thing started, to Christian Watson's childhood. The story that you wrote ended with this great moment from when he was a kid, when he actually got to play on an NFL field. Can you take us back to that day and tell us what happened?
Yeah, so his mom told me that Raymond James Stadium, which is obviously the home of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, where the Watsons are from, played in a youth league football championship there. And his mom told me that on that day, when Christian was seven, he said, "I'm going to play here in the NFL one day."
You tell your kids they can be anything they want to. They work really hard to be that. They look at you with their little face at 4 years old.
Yep.
And tell you, this is what I want to be. And now they are.
And I'm sure, you know, a bunch of kids say that. Oh, I want to play at this field in the NFL or wherever they play. Or there's youth football games at, you know, the Cowboys Stadium in Arlington. And they say, I want to play here one day. But ironically enough, Christian will play there. The Packers play in Tampa in the Buccaneers home opener in week 3 this season. The entire family will be there, I'm sure. It's not the first time you've heard a story like this, but it's a neat full circle moment.
Yeah, I'll say. Well, thank you so much for telling us the story, Matt. Hope you enjoy your quiet for now Packers offseason.
Fingers crossed. For people who can't see me, I'm crossing my fingers. Please, quiet.
You can read Matt Schneidman's full story about Christian Watson and follow his coverage of the Packers at theathletic.com. Thanks for listening this week. Our senior producer is Matt Straub. Production by Ian Hurley. Production assistance by Megan Coyle. Fact-checking by Simon Campbell. Sound design and mixing by Aaron May, Joe Richardson, and Daniel Gonzalez. Our executive producer is Anders Kelto. The show is executive produced by Marshall Louie and Jen Sargent for Wondery. From Wondery, I'm Tiffany Oshinsky. See you next week. To hear more of The Lead, you can follow us on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Or to listen to us on your Alexa-enabled device, just say, "Alexa, play The Lead podcast."
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Lead ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. And before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.